Ready to celebrate International Women's Day? M&M's and iHeart present Women Take the Mic, sharing empowering stories of women supporting and celebrating each other. And of course, there is a smooth and creamy companion for your listening pleasure, peanut butter M&M's, because they're just another way to help treat yourself in situations where you deserve a little added delight, like listening to your favorite podcast. So savor the deliciousness of peanut butter M&M's and spread some positivity. From breaking glass ceilings to dominating in sports and entertainment, women truly are unstoppable.
From football playoffs to basketball madness, TCL Roku TVs are the best way to stream your favorite live sports. With all the biggest sports channels, a sports zone with all available games in one place, and apps like iHeartRadio with sports podcasts such as The Herd with Colin Cowherd, cheering on your favorite team has never been easier. A big screen TCL Roku TV offers premium picture and sound quality, so you'll feel like you're right in the action. Find the perfect TCL Roku TV for you today at Amazon.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. If you want to know about the history of America, it's important that you know the role that the Bible played in the shaping of our country. Our founding fathers, Christian and non-Christian alike, were heavily influenced by the best-selling book of all time. Here to share another story is Robert Morgan, who's the author of 100 Bible Verses That Made America, defining moments that shaped our enduring foundation of faith. Let's take a listen.
Several years ago, a West Point graduate who's a friend of mine drove with me down to Andersonville, Georgia, to visit the National Prisoner of War Museum and to see the old Confederate POW camp and to see with my own eyes, as I wanted to do, the water source known as Providence Spring. The story behind this spring is one of the most remarkable in American history. I found several accounts of this story by various soldiers who were imprisoned there at the time. I'm going to share one as told by a man named John L. Maile, M-A-I-L-E. When the Civil War erupted, Maile was a Michigan teenager who enlisted with the Union Army, served bravely, and rose to the rank of lieutenant. During the Battle of the Wilderness, he was captured and shipped in a cattle car to this infamous POW camp at Andersonville, deep in the heart of Georgia, on May 23, 1864. The prison was really just an open meadow of 26 acres surrounded by a 15-foot-high stockade fence. Pigeon roosts were manned by guards ready to shoot any prisoner who crossed the deadline that framed the interior of the stockade. The fort was built to house 10,000 prisoners, but Maile found himself crammed among 33,000 starving, exposed men. The only source of water was a small brook that ran through the meadow, and this was where the prisoners drank and washed and used the latrine. Furthermore, it was downstream from the Confederate camp, and the creek became known as, Maile wrote, a vast cesspool on which a boundless swarm of flies settled down and laid their eggs continually. The odor could be detected miles away. A terrible water famine set in, and the result was that many of the ailing ones became insane with thirst. Soon, hundreds of POWs were dying of disease. One evening, Maile heard a group of soldiers singing the doxology, and he joined them around an old pine stump on which, as he put it, was seated an emaciated cavalry sergeant, Mr. Shepherd of Columbus, Ohio, formerly an honored preacher of the gospel. In days past, he had frequently been called upon to offer prayer over the remains of some deceased comrade, And now he led in this old and well-known hymn, the Doxology, to call like-minded souls together. Some 25 unkempt, starving, thirsty men gathered around him and joined in the familiar strains of the song. What memories of family worship and old-time services in the meeting house those words called up. Brother Shepherd said, "I have today read in the book of Numbers about Moses striking the rock from which water gushed out in an ample supply for both men and beast. I tell you that God must strike a rock here in Andersonville, or we shall all die of thirst. And if there is no rock here, he can smite the ground and bring forth water to supply our desperate needs. On this, I am sure, let us ask him to do this." Pointing to an uncombed, unwashed, ragged soldier nearby, Mr. Shepherd asked, "Will the brother from Chicago pray?" He then successively called on all of his acquaintances, all of the other soldiers to pray, and all the prayers were poured out and the one desire for water. Perhaps an hour, the meeting continued, and then it closed again with the doxology. The words of the leader were, "Boys, when you awaken during the night, offer to God a little prayer for water. Do the same thing many times tomorrow, and let us meet in the evening to pray again for water." Prayers went up among the soldiers for several days. Then one morning as they awoke, as Mail said, an ominous stillness pervaded nature. By mid-morning, black clouds began rolling in and the camp was deluged by a long-lasting cloudburst. Now this is what Mr. Mail said. "Clashes of thunder broke over our heads and flashes of lightning swished around us as if the air were filled with short circuits. As the mighty deluge swept through the clearing west of the prison, we bowed our heads in preparation for submersion. When it came upon us, the sensation was as if a million buckets of water were being poured out upon us all at once. When the storm finally ended, a prisoner near the north gate began shouting, 'A spring! A spring!'" Mail later wrote in his memoirs, Prison Life in Andersonville, "The vent of a spring of purest crystal water shot up into the air like a column and fell again in a fan-like spray and went babbling down the grade." I've read other accounts by prisoners who describe how during the storm, a lightning bolt struck inside the deadline between where the prisoners were and the stockade fence, releasing an underground spring. And the spring still gurgles to this day. If you visit Andersonville, as I did, you can tour the National Prisoner War Museum and then walk through the area of the stockade and then amble over to a stone shelter and see what is still called to this day Providence Spring and read the inscription on the rock there which says, "God smote the hillside and gave them drink, August 16, 1864.
And a terrific job on the production, editing, and storytelling by our own Greg Hengler. And a special thanks to Robert Morgan. He's the author of 100 Bible Verses That Made America, defining moments that shaped our enduring foundation of faith. Go to Amazon or wherever you get your books. The story of the Providence Spring here on Our American Stories. This is Lee Habib, host of Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people, and we do it all from the heart of the South, Oxford, Mississippi. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our shows will always be free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, consider making a tax-deductible donation to Our American Stories. Go to OurAmericanStories.com. Give a little, give a lot. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
Ready to unlock a world of entertainment? Philips Roku TV has America's favorite TV streaming platform built in, so you can watch live TV, catch every game, discover must-see shows and hit movies, and get all the best streaming apps in one place, like iHeart for all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts. Watch what you want, when you want. Immerse yourself in entertainment with premium 4K picture and sound for every budget, with sizes for every room. Find your perfect Philips Roku TV today, online or at your local Walmart and Sam's Club.
Billie Eilish and Finneas O'Connell, they're with us today on Crew Call. I'm your host, Anthony D'Alessandro.
Billie's vocals, it was automatic art.
You know, I had to, like, choose a more challenging route than just, like, da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could have been, like, easier. And a lot of people have asked me, like, how did you choose to have it be so soft and, like, so simple? And what else was it going to... Like, that's what the song wanted.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Crew Call podcast on Deadline.
Are you looking to step up to a 4K smart TV? One that gives you unparalleled clarity and picture resolution? Then we've got good news for you, because the Vizio 65-inch V-Series 4K smart TV is now just $348. With all your favorite apps built in, you can stream straight out of the box. You can even sing along to all your favorite music and radio on the iHeartRadio app. Looking for a smaller or bigger screen? Vizio offers unbeatable prices on all V-Series 4K smart TVs. Head to Walmart.com today and score the 4K TV you've been waiting for.